on Sunday, I listened to the State of the Station show for Pride 48, and that is when they announced the hotel and the cost of the hotel and the cost of Pride 48, to go to New Orleans. For those of you who are not in the know, Pride 48 is it's like a network of gay podcasts and other podcasts. And long ago, they used to do once a year, they would go to Las Vegas and have like a convention and then broadcast live from Las Vegas. Well, that went away for a year or two, I think. I don't know if it was 2 years or 1 year, but anyway, they're back. And now they're going to do this in New Orleans in August of this year, August 23rd to the 25th, I believe it is. And anyway, so the State of the Station are the suits, as they call them. So the people who are making the decisions and doing all the work and the research and contacting people and stuff, they're the suits. And they announced that the hotel will be the Holiday Inn Superdome, which is in downtown New Orleans, and that the hotel is going to cost $116 a night. Well, I think that that's fine. I think I'll be able to afford that. So I am planning, unless something amazing happens or a hurricane is coming up the coast or something, or in the Gulf or something, then right now I am planning on going to Pride 48 in New Orleans. And I'm very happy about that, because years ago when they took place in Las Vegas, I could never take off from school to, because I was a teacher, because then that was when school started. They would always do it in late August, early September, and I could never take off to go. So now I finally get to go to one, and I'm very excited. And that was why I was saying to Big Ricky on when I called in, are they going to New Orleans? Because I'm wondering if they're going, because some people have already announced, oh yes, I'll be there. Even Scotty, the little Aussie battler, put out on Twitter that he is going. He I believe he's already purchased his airplane ticket, I think. But that was when I ruled the
world. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I'm very excited.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2697. BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 29th of May 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you how my Memorial Day went, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, Alfredo's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Alfredo's today, because y'all, that hurricane, the Hurricane Alfredo down there in the Gulf of Mexicans is covering Charleston like an Italian Mussolini cheese sauce. Yes, Big Fatty, almost like an Alfredo sauce. It's true, and so y'all, it has Sunday evening, y'all. It started raining, and y'all, there were times when it was just it was just spitting a little bit, and y'all, then there were other times that it was coming down, y'all, it was coming down in quantities equivalent to vodka going down the old gal's pie hole. B, Fanny, that's a lot of rain. We've got two very important happenings today. Y'all, the first, this is a new one for my marking calendar, or fairly new anyway. Y'all, today is the anniversarium of my number one Northeast straight boyfriend and his baby mama, Big Fatty baby mama. Big Fatty,
I don't know. I didn't mean it to be ugly, but anyway, y'all, Big Fatty, I think that Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend has a baby mama in your Big Fatty. Was just getting worse. Let's just move forward. Anyway, y'all, it's their anniversarium. Big Fatty, the there'll be no humpity-bumpity tonight. No, there won't. At least I hope that Big Fatty, well, you never know about these things. Anyway, and y'all, I don't even know why I even bother mentioning this one, but today, the two I say Tuesday, the 29th, y'all, it is the fake celebration of exiting the birth canal of y'all. He used to be the Podfather, now y'all, he's just Archer, because he left us for a while. Big Fatty with their bagpipe. No, we didn't leave us that way. Oh, okay. He had his real birthday is in October, but y'all, he double dips, so today is his fake celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, anything for more gift sets and cards. It's true, and wine. So y'all, if you see my Northeast straight boyfriend or Archer on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy anniversarium, or happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, respectively. And Big Fatty, regardless, I hope they all get a big old glass of Grey Goose wine. And Big Fatty, you know your straight boyfriend likes those Bobo. Big Fatty, as long as he's not hawking it, and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Make a wish, Christmas tree, Christmas in your heart, and your best friend.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I meant to mention this on yesterday's little show when I was recapping the weekend, but y'all, it was, there was a package in the Villa Mailbox on Saturday, and y'all, I had it right here to talk about on yesterday's little show when I was talking about the weekend, and y'all, it was sitting over on the settee here in the recording studio, and y'all, I looked over after I'd finished recording and went, well, dadgummit, Big Fatty, dadgummit, and so y'all, I'm gonna open it today. Yes, we got y'all. I don't have any idea. No one has told me there was a package coming or anything. So y'all, it's out of the blue. Yes, Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, it's a full moon, so it might be appropriate that you had to wait and open it today. It could be. Let's just see what we got here. Y'all, I'm gonna be trying to open it very carefully. Y'all, there's a little let's see what this says here. Oh, it says a gift from you. It says hey Big Fatty, happy retirement from all of us at Lotzel. That Peter G, Brenda Boo, Jay the Haunt Cub, Toppy Smelly, Dr. Wesley E. Pluribus Pythagoras Stone, M.D. Big Fatty, he's coming to town today. It's true. Well, ship listeners, thank you so much for that. You're awfully kind. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. It's something from Shop Forever. And y'all, it's been delivered by that Miss Beaver's delivery service at Amazon. Yes, Big Fatty, they love the Lesbyterians. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, it says Shop Forever, and it's premium quality. Let's just, I don't have any idea what this is. I just don't have any idea what it is. Big Fatty, what is it? I don't know. Let's just say, Oh, Big Fatty, look! Oh, it's y'all. It is a y'all. It's a stemless. It is a stemless wine glass, and it says, "I can wine all I want. I'm retired." Big Fatty, you'll have to pour you some moose pea wine in that. And y'all, I've just got, how many days have I got left? Let's just go over here to the to the cellular telephonic device and find out, y'all. As of today, I've got 31 days being ready. So y'all, there it is. So Lotsol host, all of you, you are just too kind for that. That is just as cute as it can be. Y'all, I think I'll put a picture up of that and the card that I got from Straight Bob. You know, my crema card that that just came in. And we'll put that up for you to all take a look at. Yes, Big Betty, that just sounds lovely. Yeah, I see. Y'all, Poodle just mentioned that today is the full moon. Y'all, it's the flower. It is the flower moon. Big Betty, like sugar and flower? No, like, like daisies and pansies. Oh, yes, lovely. So, y'all, happy flower moon today. Y'all, a couple of things I've just got on my list here. First of all, I spoke with that old Cricket Hat, that Adam Burns, and y'all, he had come up with a preliminary schedule. You know, the deadline for participating in the June Pride 48 event, which, by the way, y'all, that event runs from June the 22nd through the 24th, and you know, Archer, the elderly fake birthday person, had the dates wrong for August. Y'all, August is 24th through the 26th. But anyway, we've come up with the schedule. And y'all, I had a couple of suggestions for changes and all. So y'all, it's not quite finalized. I think old Cricket Hat needed to get in touch with to a couple of people just to make sure that everything was fine. But y'all, from what I've seen, it is everybody either got their first or their second choice of time blocks, you know, whether it be like early on Saturday or late on Saturday or Friday night or Sunday early or Sunday late. Everybody got their first or second choice. And y'all, I will just say this. There were a few fewer shows, probably a half a dozen fewer shows this year, just because then you know, some little shows have left us. Big Betty, it makes my heart sad. It's true. And a few others had conflicts that weekend. Like for instance, the Lotsol folks, they had conflicts, so they're not going to be able to participate. No, but anyway, nonetheless, if other little shows are interested. You know, if they've missed the deadline and they're still interested in being a part of the weekend, y'all, we can work you in to the schedule. We'll just have to tell you when what slots are available, and you know, you'll have less choice. But generally, after midnight for right. And Saturday, and before noon on Saturday and Sunday, still have some. We can work in there, but that's it. If little shows are still interested in doing that. Yes, Big Betty. So let's see. Is that all I wanted to say about Pride 48? Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, we've got another State of the Station. It'll be our final State of the Station. Before the June event, y'all, it'll be on the 10th of June. It's 2 weeks from this past Sunday. Yes, Big Betty. y'all, I might just tell you, I did talk to my mother. I did talk to my mother on Sunday afternoon, and y'all, there was a fire. There was a fire. Big Betty, is everything okay? Well, everything except the rug. Y'all. And y'all, this sounds just like me. Y'all, she had some saltine crackers, and she was toasting them in the toaster oven. And Big Betty, are they not cooked already? Well, I guess she just wanted them a little toastier. And y'all, they caught on fire. And
and she went to pull them out of the toaster oven, and she pulled it out, and they fell on the floor, and the rug she has in the kitchen, the throw rug she has in the kitchen, caught on fire. No one was hurt. The rug had to be removed, but from what I understand, a new one, an identical one, has already been ordered from the Walmart. Anyway, y'all, I will let you know that that my Sunday evening, y'all, there was nothing on the TV machine. So y'all, I saw that the PBS was offering a Memorial Day concert, and y'all, it was pouring down rain. But y'all, I turned it on, and I was watching that, and y'all, it was actually pretty good. Big Fatty, that's how you know you're old. You watch the PBS, and then you turn it over to the old black and white movies. It's true. Y'all, also Sunday night, y'all had a phone call from my friend the Nip. Out there in the San Francisco, and y'all, he's got big changes possibly coming up, and y'all, he hates to make a decision. Yes, Big Fatty, hates to make a decision, but he is down visiting Laguna Beach. Today through Thursday about a possible new opportunity down there. So, y'all, we'll have to see how that all goes. Yes, Big Fatty, I was watching the TV machine this morning, and y'all, they were talking about how, before I get to that, y'all, you know, I mentioned that I had, had some bruising on my, right arm, and that it had my arm had kind of turned a little yellow, and y'all, the number one fan of the BFO, y'all, that's that Bill in St. Louis. By the way, he'll be down there at the Pride 48 in Nolens. Be the first time Big Fatty has met Bill face to face. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, he says, you know, the elderly have to be careful with the bruising. Because it can lead to blood clots, and I said thank you for calling. So y'all, if I'm not here one day, Big Fatty, wasn't blood clot the old gal's stripper name back when she turned 62? I say I'm not sure about that, but I guess I'll just have to tell you this other thing tomorrow. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Big Fatty's got an appointment with El Dentisto. Big Fatty, is it at 2:30? No, it's at 9 o'clock a.m. in the morning. And you know El Dentisto, of course, is Mexican for El Dentisto. And y'all, then Dr. Stone will be on the aluminium tube of death, coming into Charleston, arriving at 12:04 p.m. in the afternoon. So we'll be picking him up. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard Archer over there. And Archer, I know you're excited about Dr. Stone coming to town, aren't you?
And I'm very excited.
Oh, I can hear the excitement in your voice. Oh, Big Fatty, yes, you can.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.